This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for January the 2nd, 2024. The first patient, Judith Brilhante. The last name, B-R-I-L-H-A-N-T-E. First name, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of this 81-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient has several components. She has diabetes mellitus for a long time, arterial hypertension, and she also has a cardiorenal component. Her ejection fraction is between 30 and 40%, period. The patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she has a component of diastolic heart failure and tendency to retain fluid. She has been with significant edema and seeping of fluid in the lower extremities. And for reasons that are not clear to me, the patient has been taking 80 milligrams of furosemide every day, Bumex 1 milligram every day, and metolazone. As a conclusion of this, the patient has a severe renal azotemia. A severe pre-renal azotemia in the laboratory work up that was done December 27th, this December 27, 2023, the patient had a serum creatinine of 2.93 and a BUN of 98. The potassium was 3.5. Period. The patient was explained the implications of the different providers adding more medication rather than restricting the fluid intake. I emphasize once again that she has to be with a restriction of fluid of a quart per day and take just 80 milligrams of furosemide and monitor the body weight. We'll reevaluate the case in 4 weeks. Number two, the patient has a hematocrit of 34 and hemoglobin 10.5, but we have to keep in mind that this lady is hemoconcentrated. And this is not real values. She's anemic. The patient is followed by the Florida Cancer Center, and they are not giving the procrit because the level of the hemoglobin is between 10 and 11. We advise the patient to continue the follow-up at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, coronary artery disease. Status post-coronary artery bypass graft ischemic. Cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 35%. Following number, the patient has restless leg syndrome. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. And we encourage her to continue the blood sugar control in order to avoid complications related to drastic fluctuations in the sugar. following number of vitamin D supplementation. Following number of hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of atorvastatin. Re-evaluation in 4 weeks with lab. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.